shaking things up at home. So if you could, and if I don't like what you say, I'll just turn the master switch off.
I thought that's what happened.
Only for you, Marks. So, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ray Pollack?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
John Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
Fantastic. We have a full house. I almost said open house. Sorry about that. And before we begin, I want to give a shout out to two fifth graders from Western Avenue Elementary School who were in City Hall earlier today interviewing me for a project at school. So Mr. Jack Kelly and Mr. Jason Parubo were here today asking all sorts of insightful questions. You'll be happy to know they asked nothing about the council, so I was able to answer honestly and forthrightly. It's very exciting. They're good guys. This will be published in New York Times next week.
Sure.
I cleared my answers with the city attorney prior to submitting them, so it's all good. Folks, we have a fairly light agenda, but an important one nonetheless. Our first order of business is Pledge of Allegiance, as it always is. See, that's why these guys are here, man. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Four of them.
I would like to ask Gene Gaines to please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Gene. Item 4, ladies and gentlemen. Amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening by any member of the City Council? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. You will note that all the items except for one are listed on that omnibus agenda and they can all be enacted by one motion.
Move approval, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
A motion to approve the omnibus agenda is offered by Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Item 10, municipal bills for payment. At this time, we ask our distinguished city clerk to read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $259,527.14.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
The motion by Brown is to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website. The second is by Alderman Marks. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously as well. We are down to committee of the whole items of business. Item 11A. Consider approval of the water and sewer rate study by our friends at Rempe Sharp Engineers. Just a preamble prior to offering a motion in a second, just for clarification as well, particularly for those watching at home, be mindful that the vote tonight is primarily to direct staff to advance to phase two of this study. It in no way, shape, or form locks this council or this community into any rate stabilization as discussed last week. So I think there may have been some confusion regarding that. Suffice it to say that the number crunching and the pencil sharpening continues. Mr. Van Gescom, of course, is here this evening to answer additional questions, as is Mr. Dinges. So with that in mind, we'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Maladra, seconded by Mr. Singer. The floor is now open. I trust that this council may have some questions for Mr. Van Gescom and or our guests from Rempe Sharp. Bob, you have some additional information you'd like to share.
Thank you, Mayor. In front of you, I handed out just before the meeting a couple items that I'd like to go over. One is, like the mayor said, what we had in phase one portion of this study was to take our operating expenses, our capital improvement projections and expenses, the debt service that we need to pay, and put that into a spreadsheet that you folks would be able to vote on tonight, just to say, yes, this meets our expectations, yes, this, you know, is what we need to move forward with. Last week I presented to you what my thoughts were as far as what we needed to do for capital expenses, and in the past week what I have done is I have gone about and like the mayor said, sharpened my pencils and took some numbers that I had been given recently as far as projections from staff members, and reduced the overall projections for the operating expenses in 10-11 by $150,000, and pretty much the same for 11-12 and 12-13. So we did sharpen our pencils based on the information that we had available. What I have in front of you, as I said, what I handed out, if you take a look at the rate comparison sheet.
Bob, do you have that?
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay.
Oops.
Can everyone in the audience see that okay? And I'm certain the camera is pointed to that as well. So
yeah, a little difficult to see, and I'll show you a probably an easier spreadsheet for the people at home to see.
Thank you.
But what I did is I took the rate increase that were projected, only projected for 2010. Let's say, you know, we have a 5% increase for water, and we have a 4.25% increase for sewer, and I kind of related what I did. Is that we have been nonstop talking to a lot of our neighborhood communities as far as getting their information and going through websites and that kind of thing to find out what other communities are billing their residents. The asterisk that is by some of the towns here represents those communities that soften their water. Aurora, Elgin, us, and West Chicago. The other communities that are in there do not soften their water. What I did is I took our rate for our water rates. Took that by 1,000 gallons, which I know we do not bill in gallons, but the spreadsheet that's been going around throughout the communities that Don Weiss has been involved in also, it's in gallons, it's not in cubic feet. So just wanted to point that out. I put down there in green our sewer rate increase. Our sewer rate. And what I did is I calculated that out for a monthly charge of for water based on 4,000 gallons. And then in the purple or bluish color is the combined bill, what the residents see. And then where we are as compared to the other communities. Does anybody have any questions on that one? Because I'd kind of like to clarify based on this other spreadsheet that I have.
Questions for Mr. Van Gesken?
Just one. Bob, is a typical monthly household, do they use 4,000 gallons?
If we relate it to cubic feet, this is about average. What I did is, just before I got here, I worked with Tracy, my assistant, and you know, we just took some examples in town of people that we knew, and we've got some people that work for the city who are, you know, fairly conservative, and we have other people that are high rate users. I wanted to take like kind of a medium-level user. So this 4,000 gallons does represent a residential user on the medium side.
Alderman Flanagan has a question, Mr. Van Gisman.
Okay.
This combined billing, does that include, is what you're referring to as wastewater and or stormwater?
This is
water.
This is your sewer. Excuse me.
I mean sewer. Right.
This is your sewer bill along with. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to
potable
get out of
water.
Here. Right.
Okay.
That is a nice picture, isn't it? That's prior to the attack.
Good thing the windows on the far right are black.
Alderman Flanagan, the floor is yours.
I just wanted to make sure that I understood because Mr. Van Guscom had separated them both out, and then all of a sudden he combined the two also. So I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Right. What you're seeing is the cost for water, cost for sewer.
And then
now please understand that sewer has nothing to do with storm sewer. This is only sanitary sewer. So, yes, I did do a combined bill because that's, you know, it doesn't matter if it's water or sewer, that's what people are getting,
right.
That's what people are concerned about.
Okay.
So, let me, I don't know why this is not, oh, okay. This is your combined bill, and what I did is I took a, I'm sorry. Hey, that's not working. Let's try this.
And is this on the proposed rate of anywhere between 3 and 6, or how are we coming up with the proposed, I guess?
I took the proposed as based on what the study, based on the numbers that you had in your
which
booklet.
Was a 4-something?
Right.
Okay.
It was the 5% on water, 4.25% on sewer. So, as you can see in this spreadsheet, what I did is the blue in this column over here represents the communities that have softened water. And then, so what I did is I just highlighted where we are at based on our current bill and then the proposed.
Mr. Van Gisman, a question from Alderman Vogelsberg.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, actually, it was really right along those lines because I was wondering why some of the communities were lower, but then I realized all of them that are lower are not, they don't soften their own water. So obviously, that adds to the expense.
Is that better?
If you can enlarge that at all, that'd be great.
Okay.
You can just scroll up and down then.
Okay.
All we care about is Oakbrook Terrace.
And
Alderman Vogelsberg's question regarding the softening.
Sure. Now, some of these communities we have not gotten full information on, and I wanted to point that out to you. Oakbrook Terrace.
Yes.
And I know it's far away. What we wanted to do is these communities are not also provided Lake Michigan water.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to move away from that.
Right.
There's been a lot of discussion about what their rate increases are going to be, so I just wanted to take that out of the picture. Oakbrook Terrace, we do not have a rate for sewer. Bartlett, we do not have a rate for sewer. And I think that's it. Those are the two. So looking at that, you know, take really those two communities as far as a sewer rate increase or a sewer bill added onto there. We are very competitive, if not low, in my perspective.
And just for clarification, Mr. Van Gisman, when my eyes dart north and I see our community to the north at a rate of $24.38, it's safe to assume that that community will experience a moderate to perhaps aggressive increase should they pursue their own water treatment facility.
Right. I know that they have been updating their facilities. I know that they have been in talks with staff about increases. I don't know what those increases are going to be, but I know that they're feeling the same pressures from the EPA that we did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions in regards to what I presented?
Alderman Dantino.
Bob, approximately how much is our sewer? So we could add it to the Bartlett and Oak Brook.
The rate?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Let me move out of here for just a second. Our rate.
Maybe I can tell on this here.
Sure.
About $12.
I apologize.
Looks to be about $12. Is that about right?
Yeah, just if you allow me.
Yeah, that's
a little bit.
It's good to make it sound
I see.
Yeah, that's correct. It's about $12 for, let's say, 4,000 gallons of water.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. $12.49.
Any additional questions for Mr. Van Gestem as to the information he's presented this evening? Alderman Pollack? And of course, questions to Rempe Sharp as well, or Mr. Digis, or perhaps.
Thank you, Mayor. Bob, when I went back and looked at the capital improvements that were being proposed with the various schedules that were attached to the report, I noted that last year we were at $466,000, and what's being proposed for this fiscal year is approximately $1.1 million. I certainly understand that we need to have capital improvement projects so that our system keeps up to date. Why the large increase, and what can be done to perhaps reduce those capital improvements so that we can identify to the ratepayers that we're looking out for their best interest in terms of, the mayor called it rate stabilization, I call it a rate increase.
The $400,000 is a little misleading. What I did is the numbers that you have there are the reduced capital expenditures that I projected for this year to balance the budget. I believe we had over $1 million in capital expenditures originally in the budget, and what I did is, based on the deficit that we're in currently, is the reduction in capital that I projected to match that deficit. So that's why you're seeing such a reduced amount in capital.
So for 2010 and 2011, you're not taking the same action?
What I have proposed in my concerns with the council last week is that if we continue down this road to where I am having to take capital money to balance the budget, that only projects out further the water main replacement, the sanitary sewer lining that we're going to have to do in the future. So what I have done is unfortunately had to take some of these capital expenditures and say, sorry, based on the revenues that are here right now, we cannot do these things.
And I again, for clarification, certainly understand that capital improvements must continue, or else you're that much further behind the eight ball. And if it's your opinion that these capital improvements that you're proposing are critical, you're the professional staff that we look to. Regarding, and I don't know if this question should be directed to you, and if it is, fine. If it's not, please say so. That's regarding the policy, if you will, of this council, and that is the $1.5 million we have in reserve in the event of some event. We've earmarked that to be set aside. I think, as we all know, it's pretty tough economic times, and if we were to reduce the reserve from $1.5 million to say $1 million as a one-time practice, if you will, in your opinion, what would that do to the proposed rate increase if we reduced it by $500,000?
I don't know. I would have to lean on Repi Sharp for their advice on that. So
fair enough.
I don't even know if they can address that right now. But
and be very careful about calculating on the fly. Yeah. Otherwise, we'll end up like Congress.
It would take a little bit of review to estimate that. I mean, I could say it would be 2/3, but that would be an absolute guess. So I would really have to take a look at that again and review the numbers.
Thank you.
And again, just so everyone at home is watching, your name again, sir?
Sorry, I'm Tim Grimm with Repi Sharp Engineers.
Tim Grimm. What are your parents
thinking? Easy name to remember. I know, they're terrible.
Is it Timothy? Is it Timothy?
Timothy's fine.
Okay. I like Timothy better. Mr. Pollack has the floor still.
That's all for now. Thanks, Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Malaga, then Alderman Singer.
I just wanted to say that I agree with Alderman Pollack that capital improvements, it's dangerous to start cutting those in order to balance the budget. I think that if you cut this year and then plan on cutting next year, the detrimental effects start to compound, and it becomes that much more difficult to address all of those needs at once when everything starts to fall apart at once. We've seen examples of that in municipalities all over the place, and I don't think we want to get into that situation ourselves. Regarding the reserve, I think it's good to question what happens if we decrease it to $500,000, but I think it's a bit of a slippery slope. We set that reserve aside so that we have something to fall back on in case of unexpected emergencies, and we have already acknowledge that the current economy is something of an unexpected emergency. So dipping into your rainy day fund is a matter of last resort, not first resort. And if we're looking at a rate increase that brings us to a combined bill that is still relatively cheap for anybody who treats their water the way that we do, I don't know that it's necessarily time to start dipping into our reserves. And my last comment is I do wish we would quit talking about it as if it was just softened water. We treat the water so that we remove chemicals that keeps the EPA off our backs. This was a necessity, not just so that we have softened water. That's all.
Bueno. Alderman Singer.
Thank you. That pretty much was an issue I was going to echo as well regarding this issue of softening water. Are you aware that of any of these communities you brought forward, are they concerned, or do they have concerns about the substantial debt in within their structures, as such as we do?
As far as capital improvement
yes.
programs?
Yeah.
Oh, I would venture to say I talked to our neighbors to the south just today, and they have the same concerns that we do. There's, you know, the one thing that strikes us in this field is that if it's underground, it's not seen. And the people that are affected is when we do have a water main break or sewer backup or things like that. So those are really the only times that it's seen. And like Alderman Paul Ekman. Based on my experience and Dan's knowledge with engineering and those kind of things, that what I have brought forward to you on Monday night or last Monday night for improvements that we want to make are legitimate items and would are needed to help our community and to stay, I guess, you know, competitive for a lack of a better word, but I know that all communities in this area are fighting the same battle. When it's underground and not seen, it's not felt as a needed you know thing to spend money on. But in reality, it is. So.
But would I be correct in assuming that if we followed the dictate of Alderman Pollock and took a $500,000 reserve and used that to in excess of increasing our rates, that would we not in the near future have to consider replenishing that reserve, and therefore the rates would have to, of course, be increased proportionately somewhere along the way, whether it's a year from now, two or three or wherever. If we were to wait until the economy began to bloom and blossom to a point where we felt comfortable with it. Would I be correct in that assumption, that we'd have to somewhere along the way replace that reserve?
That seems appropriate.
I would think so. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. I want to interrupt just momentarily. I know I see our friends from Delnor who are still here and perhaps some others. If you're staying here because you enjoy the discussion, by all means, you're welcome to stay, but your item has been approved, so if you need to sneak out. No, that's okay. I just saw you napping. I thought, God, I should probably. So, you got to get the hell out of here and start your new career, for God's sake. Give this guy his space. So just wanted to make sure you knew. So Alderman Brown, Marks.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The thing that's bothering me about this, and I suspect I would have a very hard time explaining it to my constituents, is Table 2 of our packet tonight that shows your projected 10-11 balances, and at the end of the year you end up with $1.45 million at the end of the fiscal year, which is smack on our goal of 1.5. And since things are very dire, why would we be talking about a rate increase when we're smack on our goal? Who knows what's going to happen in future years? We know we're at the bottom of a recession, but at the bottom of the recession, if you happen to be lucky enough to have actually hit your goal, why would we be talking about a rate increase? That's the projection I see in Table 2, that we would be smack on the goal at the end of the year, which is amazing, and it's that we can even be there.
Well, he's right. Table 2, which table is that?
Table 2 in our packet, page 6 out of 12 of the item 11A. It shows the Water and Sewer Fund projected balances for year-end cash equivalents utilizing current rates and fiscal year carryover. That Table 2 shows a projected balance at the end of this year of $1.45 million, which, given the uncertainty of these numbers, is smack on the 1.5 that we're shooting for.
As we had discussed last week, there was
nice and loud, Mr. Grimm. Yeah.
Sorry,
there was shy. We're very friendly after 8 o'clock.
After 8 o'clock, there was a number of alternatives that were looked at, and this was one of several. One of the initial increases that we had talked about was a single one-time increase. When we do the cash flow projections, we're targeting the final year of the study to meet that $1.5 million. So it could be in between those years we may come very close or be at $1.5 million. The target year that we're looking at is the fiscal year of 12-13.
bothers me that you're projecting 3 years out from the bottom of a pit. When you're in the bottom of a pit, what you try to do is get out of the pit that particular year. And we've got lots of other funds where we'll be much worse shape than this one. And this one, we're projecting that we'll be smack on our target at the end of the year. So a constituent of mine asking about this table would say, well, doesn't that make sense to worry about this fund next year and worry about all the other funds that are in much deeper trouble than this one is this year? And if we project that we're okay, we're smack on our target at the end of fiscal 10-11 with this particular fund, why are we worrying about a rate increase in this particular fund at this point? There's a problem in my mind that at this point in our fiscal problems that we're having, projecting 3 years out is probably the wrong thing to do. The council should be spending all its time between now and May 1st worrying about how to get through this year. And this particular fund happens to look like it's in very good shape at the end of this year.
I think one of the other things you need to look at that's very important is the net increase / decrease in cash for fiscal year 10-11. And as you look at that, there's quite a bit of a drop in projected.
Well, yes, but that's because we're well above our target at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So being well above our target, which is money that the citizens would rather have in their own pocket than the city's pocket, and saying it's going to drop to our target by the end of the year is not a very strong argument for a rate increase. At the moment, we're 33% above our cash flow goal.
Oops, let Bill answer this. Okay. Bill Gain with Rempe Sharp and Associates. I understand what you're saying, and yes, you could. There's no reason why you couldn't say, well, we're not going to have a rate increase this year. But what it is going to mean, instead of a 5% increase next year, you're probably going to be in the neighborhood of a 10% increase. What this is to soften the blow into the next year.
And that's a less certain projection than 1 year. Projecting 2 years out from the bottom of what we hope is the bottom of a pit is a pretty uncertain projection.
Well, but what you're saying is uncertain.
May go up in the next year or the following year. You're projecting over two years from today.
I know, but we're using the data that's of the best information that we have that was prepared by the city. You know, so all of the capital improvements, the expenses that were associated, I think are pretty real numbers. If you're asking, well, are you going to get an increase in capacity or demand next year? You could very easily get it, or you could still be at the same level that you're at now. So you're right. You're looking in a crystal ball.
But this is a projected based on what we're currently doing, our current rates and our current average consumptions.
Yes. Right. But again, it was to soften the blow. I think in subsequent years. So you're gaining sufficient cash in this particular year, and so that you can soften the blow in the future. So you're gaining that money initially that you're going to have to gain later in the second.
I understand your point, but it's also, if you say this is based on averages, there's just as much likelihood that we'll end up above 1.5 at the end of fiscal 10-11 as there is that we'll end up below it, because you're using averages. So it could go either way. We could end up above that, which again makes it very hard for us to justify in this particular year, which is a bad year in any fund to be asking for a rate increase, to take the one fund that appears there's a 50% chance it'll actually end up above our goal, to say this is the one we're going to ask for a fairly large rate increase.
A point of clarification before we continue, Mr. Yeah. Malauder?
So the projections for 11-12 and 12-13 are on 2007-2008 consumption, correct?
Less
6%,
sure.
Which is nowhere near the consumption that we see in 2010-2011. So, Chuck, I think the projections that project us to be for our balance to be $562,000 at the end of 2012 are based on an assumption of significant improvement over this year. I just wanted
yes,
to
but not
that.
It's not a significant improvement over our average. So the consumption may be down because the economy's down, and it may go back up. In fact, we're all hoping it will in lots of other funds besides this one.
Based on 07-08, less 6%, which is significantly better than what we see this year.
I return to my previous point, which is that we're projecting 3 years out in this fund, where in most other funds we'll be projecting only 1 year and having a hard time coming anywhere close to our goals. This one projected for 1 year hits our goal right on the nose, and hence I'd have a hard time explaining to someone why we picked this fund to have a large rate increase in it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Alderman